Lawsuit against Texas RV park over Independence Day flood deaths expands to 13 families. By Randy Clark on September 23, 2025. A wrongful death lawsuit filed against HTRTX Hill Country Resort, a luxury RV park and campground on the Guadalupe River in Kerrville, Texas, is growing after the families of 12 additional victims joined the case. The suit was initially filed on behalf of the family of Jada Floyd, a 22-year-old Texas woman who died during the deadly Independence Day floods in Kerr County. As reported by Breitbart Texas, the original suit was filed in August by the law firm Glasheen, Vias, and Inderman Injury Lawyers. The firm believed the litigation was the first suit to be filed in the aftermath of the deadly flooding that occurred in the early morning hours of July 4, 2025. The action named the resort's owners, the Davis Companies Incorporated, HTR Kerrville, LLC, Blue Water Development, LLC, and the resort's general manager as defendants. Uxet 12 News report listed several of the new plaintiffs as the family members of Richard Pugard, Cody Crossland, Linda Basin, Deanna Hillock, Amber Wilson, Jeffrey Wilson, Shala Wilson, and Steve Edwards. According to Uxet, Alita Sierra Lutz and her three children were added to the amended case due to injuries suffered during the flood while at the resort. As reported by Breitbart Texas, the water level of the Guadalupe River rose rapidly due to a record rainfall that caught many by surprise during the early morning hours of July 4. A total of 137 deaths were attributed to the July 4 flooding event across the Texas Hill Country. According to the law firm of Glasheen, Vias, and Inderman, Jada Floyd, the first victim named in the lawsuit, lost her life when floodwater swept through the HTRTX Hill Country Resort nestled on the banks of the Guadalupe River in Kerrville. Jada was staying at the resort with her fiancé, Bailey Martin, and his family when floodwater began rising rapidly in the night. Woken by water knocking at the door, Jada's last heroic act was helping her fiancé's teenage stepsiblings climb to the roof of the RV, saving their lives. Breitbart Texas contacted a designated spokesperson for HTRTX Hill Country Resort, who did not provide additional details on the intervener plaintiffs to the original lawsuit. The spokesperson provided Breitbart Texas with the following statement. As we stated when this lawsuit was originally filed, it has been widely acknowledged by state and local authorities, meteorologists, and other experts that no one could have anticipated the unprecedented severity and rapid onset of the flooding in July. And this tragedy has exposed serious failures in public warning systems and emergency response protocols. The tragic events that occurred as a result have been devastating to the Kerrville community, and our hearts go out to all of those who were impacted. We continue to reject the lawsuit's fundamental premise and will be prepared to vigorously defend ourselves in court. During a college football game over the weekend between the SMU Mustangs and the Texas Christian University Horned Frogs, the schools honored the victims from Camp Mystic. The schools recognized the death of Lila Bonner, whose parents attended the two schools, according to the New York Post. Ahead of the SMU-TCU rivalry game, the teams honored 9-year-old Lila Bonner, who was among the 27 Camp Mystic campers who died in flash flooding on the 4th of July. NBC DFW, at NBC DFW, September 20, 2025. Lila was the heart of a house divided, proudly donning TCU purple and SMU red and blue, a true reflection of her family's split loyalties, with her father, Blake, a TCU alum, and her mother, Caitlin, an SMU alum, a social media post released by SMU and TCU stated. Red and blue made purple in Lila's world, uniting us all in her memory. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, at Randy Clark.